Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you to level up your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance, where each and every single episode is packed with practical tips and takeaways to help you to thrive. Guys, if you enjoy the show, please leave us a rating and a review as it really does mean the world to us. Join our email list also if you want exclusive access to new episodes, merch drops, upcoming events, and so much more. And if you'd like to support the show, guys, the Fourth Wall website is finally up. It is finally live. Check it out, mgsclub.club. That link will be in this episode's description. Go ahead, check it out, and go ahead and just bask in all of its wonderfully beautiful glory. Find all the links to everything that I just said down in this episode's description. But while you're going ahead and doing that, opening those up in some fancy new tabs while listening to me pump inside of your eardrums, we are going to be going into the new season of the show, guys. We're going into season 5, and this one is going to be called our fellowship season. So we're going into our fellowship series. So we're opening up a new season here. So again, as we did with the last two series, this episode is just going to be more of an introductory episode. So what we're going to be doing in this series, we're going to go through a quick little spiel of what we're actually going to be going through. So throughout this fellowship series, we're going to be exploring a range of topics, right, designed to equip you with the skills and knowledge to help foster healthier and more fulfilling relationships, right? That's why it's called the fellowship series. I call it a fellowship because technically it's just really interpersonal relationships, but it doesn't sound as cool as the four F's, right? So we're going to be equipping you again with the skills and the knowledge to help you foster healthier, more fulfilling relationships. We're going to tackle challenges head on, okay? We're going to have episodes dedicated to topics such as overcoming the fear of talking with strangers, honing effective communication skills, navigating conflicts, enhancing public speaking abilities, and a ton more. Okay, we have a lot to cover in this series, so you know it's going to be jam-packed, so you're all going to have to tune in every time there's a new episode dropped. So let's go through a high-level summary of all of the stuff that we're going to be talking about in this upcoming series. So in one of the topics we're going to be talking about, it is the fear of talking with strangers. So many of us have experienced that sense of just almost like fear or paralysis, sort of, when it comes to approaching new people, right? Whether this be at some sort of a social event, whether it be at some sort of a professional gathering, whatever it may be, in these upcoming episodes, we're going to dive into some practical strategies and techniques to help you break free from those shackles of that social anxiety that you feel and engage confidently with strangers. You're going to be able to initiate conversations. You're going to be able to find some common ground with these complete strangers that you have no idea who they are, and then build meaningful connections that can potentially open the door to new opportunities. How does that sound? Doesn't that sound like something that you would absolutely love to do? Well, you're gonna learn about that in this series, but we're not done yet. We're also gonna talk about effective communication, right? Effective communication is the cornerstone of any successful relationship, whether it be with friends, be with family, be with colleagues, whoever. You need to have good communication skills. And so in this series, we're gonna be also exploring the essential components of effective communication skills. We're going to dive into active listening, nonverbal cues, and even look at some of the nuances in people's behavior. So yes, we might even delve into a little bit of behavioral psychology, just a little bit. I'm bringing it in this series, guys. I'm telling you, I'm excited for this series, okay? You're going to gain a lot of insights onto how to express yourself clearly, understand others better, and then establish that rapport that strengthens relationships. Or how about another one of my favorite things, which is something that I used to struggle with. And honestly, I still find myself having to really, really work on. Have you ever put yourself or have you ever found yourself in a conversation and it suddenly hits a dead end? Like it stops. No one knows where to continue from there. Well, we're gonna share some practical tips to help you keep that conversation going. Okay, we're gonna find ways so it doesn't look like, and also in ways that it doesn't look like you're just fishing for ideas to try and it feels strained. No. We're gonna make it seem as if this was perfectly seamless, like you're just a conversationless god, okay? We're gonna be diving into that topic. We're also gonna be diving into the topic of conflict, okay? Because conflict is a very real, very natural part of any relationship that we have, right? And so learning how to navigate the conflicts that we have throughout our daily life is essential for maintaining healthy connections. So in this series, we're going to explore some strategies to help us to resolve conflicts effectively and constructively. We're also going to discuss some active listening techniques, which I alluded to before, empathetic understanding, and how to find win-win solutions that help to preserve relationships while addressing the differences that you two or plus more people in this conversation are having. And then one more, just to give you all a little golden teaser here. One other vital aspect that honestly is a big part of what I do, and also what I honestly have a lot of fun with, I know I'm in the minority here, but it's public speaking. I enjoy giving public speeches, right? Whether it's presenting, just general presentations, speaking in meetings at work, addressing a larger audience, maybe you're on a TEDx stage or whatever have you, the ability to communicate confidently is absolutely invaluable. To be able to give your perspective or just give a presentation on anything to a group of people and be able to deliver it in such a way that people stay in tune with what you're saying and people stay engaged the entire time delivers a lot of impact to people. Okay, so we're gonna dive into that and we're gonna dive into the art of public speaking. So we're gonna provide you with practical tips to doing things like overcoming stage fright, how to helpfully engage with your audience impromptu, like while you have your speech there, how are you able to just go from thing to thing to thing to talk to talk to talk, and then you see someone in the audience just kind of nodding off and you can make a joke like that saying, see, I know that person in the back is definitely just heavy in meditation right now because I can see them, their head's going backwards, they're having a revelation right now, and then go right back to your speech. How are you able to be able to do things like that? We're going to talk about that. Okay. And finally, we're going to actually hit on a point of how to deliver impactful speeches, right? Because anybody can give a speech and a lot of people can kind of sound monotone when they give the speech. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you how to deliver impactful speeches that leave a lasting impression in people's minds. Because remember, one key thing that's going to carry through this entire series that you have to remember, what makes an impact in people's lives is not really what you say, but how you make them feel. Remember that for this entire series, okay? So we're gonna end it off here, guys, because I just wanted to give you a little bit of a teaser, a little appetizer, a little bit of a taste of how many of the topics we're gonna be covering in this fellowship series. It's gonna be deep. It's gonna be a lot of information thrown at you. And so because we're gonna be doing that, because we're gonna be delving into these intricacies of interpersonal relationships and everything, my goal is to aim to help you to cultivate a deeper understanding of human connection and really just to empower you to navigate through all the stuff and the complexities of just day-to-day interaction, whether it be in your personal life or in your professional life, and to do so with confidence. So all I ask, guys, is that whenever we post an episode, go ahead, give it a listen, and then apply what you're learning, okay? I'm giving you this advice. I'm giving it to you for free. All I ask in return is that you actually take it and you apply it, and then let me know how it's improving your life. And guys, that's all I have for this week's episode. However, I do want to make one more quick announcement here. For even though we're on a little bit of a high note, we gotta tailor it back just a little bit. So, as you all know, I deliver episodes every single week, right? I give you all this content. I give you all everything that you all need to know. And I enjoy doing this podcast and I enjoy giving you all content consistently every single week. However, I do feel as if, as of recent, my quality has been dropping a little bit. And I do not, and that doesn't sit very well with me in terms of doing that. So as we go into this new series, what I'm planning on doing is instead of releasing content every single week, we're gonna start releasing it bi-weekly. That way I can get some time to start really bringing that content quality back up to where I'm content with it. And at the same time, still delivering you all even more value for it. So don't worry, I will make it worth your time, but just know there won't be an episode next week, but there'll be an episode the week after, right? So instead of 4 episodes a month, we're gonna shrink it down to 2. Again, this is because I really wanna focus on delivering more quality per episode. And sometimes having just a week to do that, I feel like the episode was kinda like 3/4 done and I wasn't really 100% happy with it. So again, one more time, I'll repeat it. We're gonna go down to every 2 weeks there will be a new episode. Because again, I really, really want to keep that quality high. And I feel like the best way to do that, at least as of right now, is to reduce the quantity of episodes. So you're listening to this episode. If you're listening to this episode, that is right when it drops. You're listening to this on the 17th of July. So that means the next episode will be released on the 31st of July. Okay. Episode 121 will drop on the 31st of July, not the 24th. Okay. That's what I wanted to let you all know. Just that you all aren't a little bit concerned when you don't see an episode next week. So I didn't want to put that out there. Now, with all that in mind, that is what I have for this week's episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I hope you guys are hyped for this series as much as I am. Guys, if you enjoy the show, go ahead, leave a rating and a review, as it really, really does mean the world to the show. Join our email list again for exclusive access to new episodes, merch drops, upcoming events, and so much more. Now, also with that too, also know that the emails will be still coming out at their usual maintenance level as they usually come out, but the episode releases will be postponed a little bit. But if you're on the email list, nothing's going to change right now. And finally, guys, if you want to support the show, check out the MGS Club website. That link is going to be down in this episode's description. Find everything that I said down in this episode's description. If you have any questions, don't be afraid. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm also on Threads now, so go ahead and do that. Also, if you're still on Twitter, go ahead. I'm also on there as well. And finally, if you just want to hit me up through the website, through the contact form, you can do that if you so please. Take care, guys. And I will see you all next time.